What's up, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. Real Life is the student ministry of North Highland Church located in Columbus, Georgia. We exist to reach others with the love of God, engage in Christian community, advance in our faith, and lead others to Christ. For more information about Real Life, you can visit us at reallifecolumbus.com or follow us on all social media platforms at Real Life Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy.
What is going on, you guys? How are we doing tonight? Justin, you cannot intro me like that. That is too much pressure. I don't know why you did all that. How are you guys feeling? Y'all, I am so excited. I'm so honored. I love you too. I'm so honored to have this opportunity. You know, in the past, we've seen Jonah up here, we've seen Clay up here, we've seen SJ up here, and they have done such a phenomenal job, right? And so, as you guys have seen, we are in probably the best sermon series that has been applicable to my life, and that is Aftermath. And I would just like to give a special shout out to PJ and Jubilee. I know you guys aren't here, but I love you guys so much. Thank you for this opportunity. And so we've seen that PJ, for the past couple of weeks, has been talking about Aftermath. And in that, we have been talking about the Holy Spirit. And you see, the Holy Spirit is such an awesome thing. You know, he really showed us in week one what the Holy Spirit was. We saw that the Holy Spirit isn't a weird thing. You saw before that, before Aftermath, we were in Rise. And Jonah did such an awesome job in that last month. And so now I have the privilege or the pressure, I guess you would say, to follow after such an awesome, awesome, incredible sermon. So who is just ready to jump in tonight? I am so excited. I am so, so excited. So as I was saying before, these past few weeks, we have been talking about Aftermath and what the Holy Spirit is. In week one, PJ deciphered what exactly the Holy Spirit was. And I don't know if there's anybody in here who has grown up in church basically since birth. Where are my church lifers? You guys, we have been in the nursery. You know, we have sang Jonah and the Well, Father Abraham. We know it down like the back of our hands. And so VeggieTales, all the nine yards. Right, you know. And so being a church lifer, I was basically born in the church. And, you know, the idea of the Holy Spirit was kind of somewhat weird and mysterious. You know, you hear like a Holy Spirit and you're like, well, isn't a spirit like a bad thing? And you know, we used to do these things at my old church that we would call being, I guess, slain in the spirit. And I don't know if any of you guys know what that is, but it's basically people get up in the front row, the pastor prays over them, speaks in tongues, it's the whole nine yards. It's a really holy moment, but you know, witnessing that as a child is kind of like somewhat traumatic. Like you see people just falling out. You know, you see everything, and I'm just like, one time I saw my mom and dad are in here, by the way. My mom, she was being slain in the spirit, and I was like, Mom, no, like, is she okay? Like, do I need to call 911? You know, it's just a crazy traumatic thing, and I even told myself, I said, when I come to the age of being slain in the spirit, I am literally not falling. I don't care how hard the spirit is moving. I don't care what is happening. I'm not moving at all. And you know, all those experiences have basically, I guess, hardened my heart towards what the Holy Spirit is. So I could understand if the Holy Spirit is something that was kind of weird or unwelcoming or kind of mysterious or you just weren't really feeling it. But I really think that God is changing our perspective in this sermon series. I really think that God is doing an awesome move in us right now. You know, I just love seeing you guys pray at the altar. I love seeing you guys stay at the altar. You know, usually the outro, people will dismiss us, but you guys literally are going after God, and God is so pleased by that, and he will truly bless that, and I just love you guys so much for that. And so I believe that you guys praying at the altar really is a move of the Holy Spirit. So he is doing amazing things in your lives. And so we saw in week one of Aftermath, we saw Thomas the doubter. We know Thomas was basically one of the disciples. He basically doubted that Jesus was alive again. And I feel like it's in our lives that we see that we could even be in Thomas's shoes ourselves, that we can doubt a lot of things, that we can lose faith in what God has promised us, but the things that we're seeing right now just aren't panning out to what he said. But like PJ explained in week one, we saw that the Holy Spirit, he restores all of that. And I just want to really go into that tonight. And in week two, we talked about my good friend Paul. We all know Paul. Basically, he wrote a lot of the New Testament. We know him for his transformation. But there's really one thing that we really know him for, and that was being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And we even saw last week in Acts 19:13, we talked about the seven sons of Sceva who were trying to perform the same miracles as Paul, but they weren't doing so. Because we saw in that scripture, it said that Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? And so imagine a demon literally saying, who are you? Like, that's probably the most intimidating thing that I would ever see. But you guys, I think the reason why the seven sons couldn't perform the same way is because they didn't have a relationship with God. And I think tonight, God is wanting to start a relationship with some of you. Some of you come into church. Some of you go through the motions, but I really think God is trying to do something new. And I pray that this message will prick the hardest of hearts in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you right now. I wasn't even supposed to pray right now, but the Spirit is moving. And God, you will just do amazing things right now. And it's in your holy name we pray. And so, basically, tonight, we're going to be talking about a guy in the Bible who had a relationship with Jesus, who had a relationship with the Father. It was so apparent. It was so real in his life. It was so amazing. And, you know, he isn't the most significant character in the New Testament. He isn't probably the most talked about character that you would go to in the New Testament. But I believe that his story is probably the most significant and applicable to our lives. And so tonight I will be talking about my friend Stephen. And if you are titling this sermon, the title of this sermon is going to be called Stephen's Stones. Now, my boy Stephen, he is a really cool dude. You know, every time I imagine reading the Bible or every time I just read his story, like, he is literally probably the top five biblical characters that I love. Like, if there was a fantasy league and, like, I'm not even into sports, like, he would probably be, like, number two. Like, is that how it works? I don't know. But he would probably be number two, like, right before Jesus. And that's just so awesome. Like, I just imagine my dude just walking in with confidence. Like, he had the spirit. Like, you know, he's stylish. You know, he got on his, like, champion hoodie, like an Adidas fanny pack. Like, he just has it all. Like, the J's, like, I'm not a sneakerhead, but he just has it all. Like, MTV Cribs down. Like, he's just so cool. And, you know, he has all of this confidence. And the reason why he has this confidence is not because he had the cool clothes, as I imagined, but it's because he was full of the Holy Spirit. And if you have your Bibles tonight, we will be starting in Acts 6, verse 1. And in verse 1, it says, in those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Table manners, what's up? JK. All right, brothers and sisters, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and of wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. Father God, we love you. Father God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for Stephen. God, we pray right now, Lord Father, as I said before, Lord God, Stephen's story, Lord God, I pray that it will prick the hardest of hearts, Lord God. Any struggles, God, any burdens, Lord God, that we came walking into this room, Lord God, we just let that go right now at your feet. God, we tune in and we focus our ears, we focus our hearts, Lord God, of what you have to say, Lord God. God, I pray that you anoint my lips, Lord God, that you speak through me, Lord God, that I'm just the vessel, Lord. This is all your ministry. And Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord Father, for using me in this time, Lord God, to speak to these amazing students. And it's in your holy name we pray. Amen. So who is excited for summer? Y'all, I'm literally living my Polo Ralph Lauren, like, fantasy 2015 spring collection. Like, you guys, I'm so excited for summer. How many days do we have left? Is it like a week? 0 days? Oh, my class of 2019, where y'all at? We literally about to walk across that stage. You guys made it. We did it. Y'all are so awesome. I myself just got out for the summer break. I'm so blessed. Shout out to CLC. You guys are so awesome. I'm literally so happy, and I'm literally so blessed. I can wake up as late as I want to. I'm living my best life. Like, I get to watch Netflix. Like, I never get to watch Netflix. Like, it's so awesome. I just caught up on Infinity War, so I'm about to go watch Endgame. Don't spoil it. But I'm so excited for the summer. And, you know, usually in the summer, people like to go on vacation, right? And so a lot of people like to go to Florida. They like to go to Miami, Panama City Beach, Orlando, Disney World, SeaWorld, California, you know, the whole nine. And so basically, me and a couple of friends just went to Orlando, Florida for a district's fine arts festival. Shout out to Juan and Clay if you guys are in here. And what's up? And we went there for a district fine arts festival, and so we actually went to Orlando. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to Florida, but in Florida, they have these things, in the name of Jesus, that really irk my soul, and they are called tolls. And so if you don't know what a toll is basically an amount of money that you have to pay to the government that helps fund the state, if you will. So the amount of money could be a dollar, the amount of money could be $2, 25 cents. It's just whatever they want it to be at that time. And so basically we are in Florida. This is day two of the Fine Arts Festival, and Juan is over evaluating over at Faith Assembly. And me and Clay have Juan's car, and we are trying to get over to Faith Assembly to watch the festival. And so we know that there will be some tolls, so we have our money in place. We have some dollars. We're like, okay, we got some dollars. This should be good, you know. Usually you walk through and there's people there, so people can usually give you change. So we're like, oh, we're good. We have a quarter or two, you know. So we're like, oh, we're good. And so now we're going through the highway, and we get to our first toll. And this toll is $1.25. And so I look at Clay, I'm like, oh, Clay, we got 25 cents, we got a dollar, you know, we're good, we're good. And so I don't know if you know about tolls, there should be three lanes. There's an exact coins lane, an exact change lane, and an a sum pass lane. And I believe that's for the people who live there, like the residents and stuff. And so we go through the lane that we think is right. We pull out our $1.25. This time it's not an actual person that we can give it to. And so now it's a machine that says thank you whenever we give the money. And so we put in our dollar, like our actual dollar, and our 25 cents, and we're like, we're good. Like, we're chilling, like, you know. But then the machine says nothing. And so we literally realize that we are in the wrong lane. We are in the exact change lane instead of the exact coins lane. Nope. The exact coins lane instead of the exact change lane. And so we are freaking out. We're like, we don't have any coins. All we have is this 25 cents. You know, there's cameras all around the tolls. And I know some people try to go past the tolls, but they will literally give you an automatic ticket. Like, it wouldn't have been our ticket. It would have been Juan's ticket, but still, a ticket is a ticket. But we're freaking out. There's a line literally piling up behind us. I'm crawling out the car, looking in some bushes for some pennies, some nickels, something. I'm living literally the homeless experience. Like, I am literally in it. Like, humble my heart, Lord. Thank you. And so we have literally nothing. And so we're just in a stressful situation. We don't know what to do. We're in a bad predicament. And so we're just lost. But thankfully, and bless this man for doing that, a man behind us paid for our debts, and he paid the $1.25 for us. He was behind us, and he paid for what we needed. And doesn't the Holy Spirit walk behind us? Doesn't he guide us? Doesn't he counsel us? Doesn't he walk with us whenever we need so that we could get to our destination? We needed to get over to the church, and the man helped us to get to our destination. And I feel that's what the Holy Spirit really does in our lives. And so let's look over to Acts 6, verses 5 through 6. We see Stephen had a destination. And it says that this proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit. They also chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. You see, as we look back, it says that Stephen was chosen. And if you're writing notes, which all of you should be doing, my first point tonight is we are chosen by our choices. And we see that Stephen was chosen. And why was he chosen? Was he chosen because he had on the Champion hoodie or the Adidas fanny pack? Or was he chosen because of anything else besides God? No, no, no. He was chosen because he was full of the Holy Spirit. Like, let's really grasp that tonight. And it's so many times that we allow ourselves to be chosen by the wrong chooser. You know, the world dictates our choices. You know, friendships dictate our choices. Relationships dictate our choices. And we much rather please others than allow ourselves to be full of the Spirit. And Stephen was full. And so that leads me to my second point. Are you full from the entree, or are you just satisfied with the appetizer? And I see some of y'all looking hungry. I don't know. I probably should not have brought food into this. But you see the spiritual depth in that. You see what I mean by that is, are we just okay with coming in on Wednesdays and on Sundays? You know, we do the high five train. We go through the motions. We jump on the first song. We lift our hands on the second and third. We do everything that looks okay on the outside, but it's really not. You know, on the inside, we are really facing hard things in our lives. You know, and it's like we come Wednesdays and Sundays, but the other 5 days are straight hell. Let's be honest, because we aren't obtaining a relationship with God. Like, how do you expect us to do this all on our own? Like, God has brought the Holy Spirit to help guide us. And, you know, like I said, it looks so easy to fake it. It looks so easy to put a smile on your face. Ting. You know, it's so easy to just do everything that people tell you to do. Hey, you good? Yeah, I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. We're good. We're good. You know, but we fake it. And that leads me to my third point. We fake what we can take. And what I mean by that is that there is so much that we can take until we reach a point, a breaking point, that we can't bring any more fakeness in our lives. You know, like I said, it's so easy to walk in with a smile on our face. But some of us are dealing with real stuff, and we're wondering why we keep dealing with this stuff, because we do it on our own. We try to go through life on our own without the Holy Spirit. And we need to realize that if we aren't careful and if we don't realize that this life is an actual battle, this life is more than Instagram, this life is more than what Shaquisha just said to me out in the parking lot, this life is more than Snapchat streaks, this life is more than all of that, this life is a battle. You know, and we need the Holy Spirit to help us in that battle. But I'm telling you, our lives would be so much more full if we decided to go for the entree. If we decided to read our Bibles as often as we could, we don't want to set religious standards. If we talk to God on a daily basis, if we let the Holy Spirit guide our everyday lives. You see, Stephen was full of faith. And because he was full of faith, there was obviously a target on his back. And this leads me to my fourth point. You went to Walmart when you should have gone to Target. And what? What exactly do I mean by that? So, has anyone ever been to Target? You know, Target is literally the holy grail of Columbus. I could literally spend my entire day in there. I could spend hours in there. You know, it's stress-free. There's no worry. There's no stress. It's just all good. Like, I know that my deodorant is going to be on aisle 8. I know that my detergent is going to be on aisle 10. Like, it's just all good, you know? I spend a whole day in there. But when I go to Walmart, somebody better preach. When I go to Walmart, it is a completely different story. I'm telling you, there are literally shopping carts blocking the parking spots in the front. Not even in the back, in the front. There's literally the self-checkout line takes forever. You know, I spend a whole day there. Like, I might as well just grab some cereal for breakfast, some fried chicken for lunch, and, like, a sandwich for dinner, because I just know that my entire day is going to be spent at Walmart. It's just a stressful situation. But you see, like I said, with Target, it's stress-free. With Target, there's no worry. With Target, I know that I'm going to be okay. And I can walk in there for hours, like I said. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us. He wants to walk with us for hours, for days, for weeks, for months. He wants to be with us. And you know, it's not have to be such a complicated thing. We don't have to get on our knees and pray every night in this weird, you know, monk position. We can literally talk to him wherever we are. I talk to him in the car. I talk to him at my house. I talk to him on my job. You know, I talk to him everywhere. You know, God doesn't care about how we talk to him. He just wants a conversation. And we see Stephen was so good at that. He talked to God constantly. You know, but when we do this, the enemy is always preparing an attack on our faith. And in my fifth point, it says, you're not ready for the attack if there's not a target on your back. And you see, as we look later on in chapter 6, Stephen has been seized because of his faith in God. As we look in verse 8, it says, now Stephen, a man full of faith, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedman, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Sicilia and Asia, who began to argue with Stephen. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, we have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law, and they seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. And you see, Stephen was seized because of his belief in Christ. And you know, like I said earlier in my story with Clay, there was a man behind us that paid for our debt. You know, and after he paid for our debt, we knew that everything was going to be okay. And just like Jesus, he paid for our debts. He paid for our sins so that we knew that everything after that was going to be okay. You knew Stephen knew that everything was going to be good. You know, no matter how hard his situation looked, you know, no matter how bad it seemed, you know, he was at the point of murder. They were about to stone him. But he was at peace because he was full of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't get anything from tonight, just remember that we need to be full of the Holy Spirit. And we see later in chapter 7 that Stephen is ultimately stoned for his faith. It says in verses 57 through 60, it says that at this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep, and Saul approved of their killing him. You see, Stephen's fate may have seemed awful to the world's eye, but his sacrifice is still talked about to this day. You see, what are you sacrificing for the kingdom? You know, I asked you guys to title this sermon, Stephen's Stones. And we see that because of stones, he died physically, but spiritually, his heart was still intact. And you know, he said that, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And I feel like there's things in our lives, there's stones in our lives that we hold on to. You know, and we can't let go of these stones. These stones are chains in our lives. And God wants us to release them through his Holy Spirit. Let me get three awesome students. Let's see. Let me get Mel. Let me get Ari. Let's see. I need a boy. Let me get Cole. Y'all can stand out here. All right. So introduce yourselves as if I just didn't say your name.
My name's Melanie.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Ariana.
Ariana.
I'm Cole.
Cole. All right. So scratch Ariana, Cole, and Mel. You guys have new names. I'm going to have you stand over here in the middle, Cole, not Cole. And you guys will be something else. This is the world. This is a representation of us. And this is, can you guess, the Holy Spirit. And so I have a couple of friends here, and hopefully this will work. You know, I just got done with Randall wheelbarrowing his shot. I'm joking. All right, so we see that in here, I have some friends. And as we take out our first friend, World, I want you to hand over this to us, and that is doubt. We hold doubt. You know, we let doubt just creep into our lives. And you know, doubt comes with another friend. Let me see, is she in here? Let's see. Oh, here she go. Okay. All right, and that is fear. So, World, hand over fear. You know, the world is good at handing over fear. Am I right? And we see that doubt really goes with fear. But, dang it, I forgot one more thing. So, we need another friend. And this friend is anxiety. And this is a little bit dirty, but it's sin because sin is dirty. So, World, hand over my friend anxiety. And we all know how anxiety makes us feel. Anxiety is just a little bit heavier, you know. It really holds a weight on our lives. But, oh, man. Wait. Let's see. Insecurity. We cannot forget insecurity, right? You know, insecurity is just so there, and you know, we just hold it day by day, and you know, we see as these stones get bigger and bigger, you know, it just gets so much easier to hold them, and these chains just really, really hold onto our lives. And so let's see, anger, let's see if he has any room for anger. You know, anger in our lives can just be so apparent. And the world is so good at giving us anger. You know, Shaquisha just said something to me in the parking lot, and, you know, I'm ready to pop off anytime, so just let me know what time and day. Like, you know, period. And I don't know if we got any room for my friend Gossip. So we got Gossip, and I know y'all know what Gossip is. Don't be acting like y'all are holy or whatever. Gossip is so strong. You don't understand how big Gossip is. Oh, he liked this. Let's see. Comparison is so. Hate, envy, jealousy. Oh, and my good old friend. Snapchat. Let's be real. And the band can come up as I close. And so, you see, the world hands us all of these things. And as you see, my boy Cole, he is a strong dude. But if you would have given these stones, look, flex for the one time. If you would have given these stones over to Mel, over to Ari, they wouldn't have been able to hold that. And so we see he's holding all of these stones, and the world is so apparent in their lives. And the Holy Spirit is just standing here waiting to help. She's standing here waiting to help, but he doesn't want to because his chains are so bound. Holy Spirit, turn around for me. Yes, ma'am. So we see that he's holding all of this, and it gets a little heavy to hold these stones, right? You know, it gets a little hard. Oh, wait, you dropped Snapchat. You can't be dropping Snapchat. You got to hold your streak. Gosh. And so we hold these stones. You see, we hold these stones, and the world is just laughing. You see, the world is laughing. The world does not care. The world wants to give you these stones. And the Holy Spirit is trying to say, help, help. I am here to help you. And while funny this may be, I want you guys to really see the spiritual depth in this. The Holy Spirit wants to help us, but the world is so talkative, so loud in our ears. The enemy is so loud in our ears that we keep holding stones. We keep carrying stones. You know, it doesn't matter. They start to overflow. You know, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And you see, we carry all of this. Let me get your attention. We carry all of this, and it's so hard to let go. But world, thank you so much. No, you can hold. You know, he's not done. It's upper body day. No, get your. Right. And so we see, Holy Spirit, can you start holding this for me? Not yet. So as you see, the Holy Spirit turns around. He says, Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I need you.
I need you.
He really do need you. And so the Holy Spirit takes away doubt. The Holy Spirit takes away fear. The Holy Spirit takes away anxiety. The Holy Spirit takes away anger. The Holy Spirit takes away lust, comparison, gossip, all of that. And you see, now we don't have to hold these stones anymore. And so thank you guys so much. And we see that it's in these stones that keep us so, so disabled, that keep us so trapped in these chains, in these patterns, in these cycles. And I don't know what you're going through tonight in your life. I don't know what stones you're holding. I don't know exactly what your story is. Only God does. But he wants to help you with that. Father God, I thank you. Father God, we are so thankful, Lord God, for your word, for your heart, for the Holy Spirit. God, we just want to be, Lord Father, real, authentic. God, we want to open up our hearts to you. God, we are so ready, Lord God. We are tired of holding these stones. We've been holding them for way too long. Our arms are getting tired, Lord. God, and we just need you to be with us right now. God, we thank you for Stephen. God, we thank you for his story. And God, we just pray, Lord Father, that you move, Lord Father, in the rest of this service, God. And we pray, Lord Father, that our hearts be open, God, for what you want to do, God, in our lives through this. And it's in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit the subscribe button for our weekly sermons, and don't forget to follow us on social media for updates. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to email us at reallifecolumbus@gmail.com. We'd love to partner with you in prayer. Be sure to tune in next week on the Real Life Podcast.